you go to church?
I mean, we're non-denominational.
Okay, well, that's kind of within the 40,000.
I have had some alcohol, and I know that's against what Jesus likes, but...
Well, alcohol is not a sin. Drunkenness is, but alcohol is not a sin. But beyond that, the denominationals, the non-denominationals, they're not preaching a biblical gospel. They might talk about the shed blood of Christ. But they're not calling people out of the world, because when they preach repentance,
guess
they
what?
Do,
they
but,
do.
But they're not.
That's one thing I love about our church.
You're here, ma'am. Why are you here?
I'm here because I think it's great that you're talking about Jesus.
Yeah, but no. Why are you here at Pineapple Drop? You said you're drinking and you're at Pineapple Drop.
I am, just because I wanted to go to a festival.
Your church should rebuke you for that.
Yeah, see, if
they don't know I'm here.
Well, you know what?
So it's me. But you know what?
What's the name of your church? Can I ask?
It's Valley Creek.
What is it?
We're out of Texas. Valley Creek.
Oh, Valley Creek in Texas. Okay. We travel all
thing.
Over.
But here's the thing. I know that I've got a lot of talking between me and Jesus. I know that it's between me and Jesus.
But Jesus said, if you love him, not just talk to him, keep his commands. See, that's
and don't you think I know
Jesus.
That? Don't you think I have guilt
Maybe
over that?
Maybe you know that, but you got to do it. You're going to lose your soul.
Exactly. I know that. Yeah. I know
so
that.
So we're here. We're loving you. We're trying to encourage you. I love you. I'd love to hear from you and your husband. Our email is on there.
Let me tell you. I'm working on it.
We want you to go deeper.
I'm
okay, but you know what? We'll help you work on it quicker so you don't lose your soul, because you might not have tomorrow.
I appreciate it. You know what? I appreciate you.
And you know what?
Yeah.
I used to be on the other side.
Yeah, we used to do 15 years ago, we would have been partying here drunken and having a good time. The shed blood of Jesus changes your heart, and when it does, you know what the Holy Spirit leads you to? All truth. And if you don't have all truth after years, you're not seeking God. And guess what happens if you live in willful sin, ma'am, and you die in it? You're going to lose your soul.
No, exactly.
That's not funny. We want you to repent and come out.
No, it's funny because I know what you're saying.
Our website would bless you.
And I pray every day for myself.
But you know what? Lay down your life. Use your life for Christ and you'll find it. But if you don't, if you're harboring anything in you that you're going to lose your soul over, friends, family, your job, this life, anything. James 4:4 says, if you love this life, the love of God's not in you. If friendship with the world makes you an enemy of God, friendship means fondness. You're fond of this here, aren't you? You're here.
Yeah.
You're fond of the Pineapple Drop and all the things.
Before she leaves, I do want to ask her a question because I care for her soul. You do realize, if I don't know what your church teaches, if you are living a worldly life and you live in sin and you die in that sin, do you realize you will lose your soul, that Jesus' blood doesn't cover you automatically? Do you understand that? You will lose your soul as you live in any sin, which is worldliness, becoming out here and getting tipsy, drinking, seeking the things of the world. If you die in your sin, you will lose your soul.
That's not what our church teaches.
That's a lie, then.
Revelation 21 and 22 teaches against what your church teaches, which is lies. Revelation 21 and 22 say, if you love and practice one unrepentant lie or sin, you're going to be left outside the gates of heaven with the whoremongers, the murderers, the sorcerers, the idolaters. Go look it up. Send me an email. I'll send you that scripture.
Yeah. If you live like the world, the blood of Jesus doesn't cover you.
Yeah. It doesn't cover
come out. Repent. Come out. We love you, neighbor. So tell me about that one, Sister Armin. I got an audio for you.
That was pretty awesome. Yeah. I don't know. She seemed like a seeker.
She admitted she had a few drinks, but she wasn't tipsy or nothing.
No, not at all. And there was something about her. She seemed, there's a reason why she came there. She said, don't you see I have guilt over it? She's got guilt over it.
So
hopefully she got truth out of this.
Amen.
And this will guilt her even more to repentance.
So anybody listening, so did you hear? She said, oh, my church isn't like that. They preach the gospel. And we said, what's the name of your church? It's some church way in Texas. And you see, by talking to her, we probed a little bit. And what did we find out, Sister Amin?
What's the one saved, always saved. They don't think you can lose your salvation.
So she's out here drinking, being like the world, and her church is telling her, you're still going to go to heaven no matter what. And we came out here to tell her, no, you won't.
Yeah. Yeah, praise God. That was an awesome one.
It was. That was awesome.
That was awesome. She was really listening.
Yep. Amen. Another reason why we come out. That's like the fifth or sixth one.
Oh, yeah.
We say, wow, we've actually touched people's lives. They listen. You could see the truth stick to them.
Yeah,
some people, they throw the truth right back at us and they trample it. You can see via the Holy Spirit, the truth sticks to some of these people.
Yeah, amen.
And that is awesome. Good job, Sister Amin.